Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low, I been new, I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Hoes stressing, they messy, bitches be broken, be petty. Hate on the low in this show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. 19, have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of cash, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos, I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga, these nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Let the beat drop. Man, let's take it to the top. What's happening, world? Welcome back to another episode of Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host, Mo Benz. What to do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? You know what I'm saying? Another Sunday fun day. The end of the weekend. You know how we do every Sunday night. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to get it in.
Let's get it in. Man, shout out to our top five, man. It was a little shake up going on in the top five countries tuning in, man. What's happening?
Yeah, so the top five, man, like you said, it was a shake up. I'm stunned at the number five country right now. So our brothers up north, Canada, you know what I'm saying? What's up, Toronto? What's up, Vancouver? But what's up with the number five position, man? Y'all usually hold it down at number two. But, you know, we still appreciate y'all coming in at number five. Number four, not the country, but the continent of Australia. You know, our people down under, you know what I'm saying, the exact opposite of us. You know, right now it's cold in most places in the United States, and it's in the summer in Australia. But big shout out to you know, Australia coming in at number four. Number three, we got United Kingdom, London Town. So big shout out to England,
UK,
you know, holding
number
it down. Number three,
yeah.
UK. And then number two, just hold it down consistently. I think this might be, I don't think they've ever been number two. I don't believe. I have to check. But Switzerland, man, Viking country, man, they really messing with us over there. We really appreciate it, man. Keep up the love. Shout out to all the listeners over there. And then number one, of course, the home team, the United States of America. So shout out to all the 50 states. Shout out to all the fly cities. You know how we do.
Man, Switzerland, shout out to y'all, man. Number two, y'all holding it down, man. Y'all climbing, man. Y'all go ahead and take number one, man. Take number one for me. Give me one week at number one, Switzerland. knock out United States. Man. You know, like they can do what they do. But tell a friend and another friend to tune in so we can shout your country out or continent. Right,
exactly.
For our top five. And salute to everybody else all over the world that tunes in to us, that does the playbacks. If you can show, great. If not, your playbacks, we love it all. We have over 200 shows archived. Are we going into year five, right, in April?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, definitely. I would think. Yeah, we're getting up there.
Like April year five, man. So we've been holding it down consistently. Sunday nights, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know what we do and how we do what we do. We the best at it.
Right.
So, yeah, listen. So my week. Of course, you guys know I celebrated my birthday this weekend. Through it all, pushed myself, and celebrated my birthday this weekend. My birthday is actually Wednesday coming up. I'm being the 40 club, Right, I'll be up there with the big dogs, right? Smooth right behind me. But it was an amazing weekend. Everything went as planned. We had so much to do, and we did it. Like, I don't know what made me put all these things, but the theme was the first. So we were doing things that we have not done ever, being here in Atlanta.
Oh.
And, we were supposed to have a party. Huh?
Now, I said talk about it. What's some of the first?
We were supposed to have a party down in Florida, but due to COVID, I just didn't want anybody to come to party with me and get sick, nor did I want to get sick, trying to party and hang out. So we stayed here, 5-star hotel, and just did a lot of different things. We did first night, we had dinner at the Hard Rock Cafe. And then we did the Skyview, right? The little Ferris wheel in Atlanta, this little attraction they had for a couple years ago.
And
I wanted to do that for forever, so we got that done. I did want to do the horse and carriage ride, but it is extremely cold, and they've been doing, like, work downtown, like changing up the streets. I did not see one horse riding, and maybe it's just too cold, but, I was like, I wanted to do it, but it wasn't a big deal. So they didn't have any horses out. We kind of mellowed out. We got a bottle of Don Julio 1942, right? That is some good tequila. Do you understand me?
Okay.
By default, when I'm drinking, I take a BC or some ibuprofen so that I don't wake up with a hangover. I don't even think you needed that for that 1942. At $150 a bottle, it just really did what it was supposed to do. It was smooth. It's just not a lot. So that's not really a drink that you have just to hang out. That's more so like something to celebrate, right? We had something to celebrate, so... but it was worth it. You know what I'm saying? I must say. So we was on the Don Juli, kind of chilled out. And then Saturday we got up, and he has been to Hooters, but he never ate their wings. And I'm like, well, you come downtown. That's the only time I do want to even eat Hooters is when I go downtown. So we went to Hooters and had lunch, and it was amazing.
Exactly
everywhere we went, they was doing, the little surprise birthday songs and stuff like that, and it was absolutely amazing. At Hooters, they had a great crowd, great people.
Yeah, I had a good time there, too.
Yeah, so then we left Hooters. We did couples massages. But it's in these massage chairs, and they got 260 airbags, and it's zero gravity. So the chair takes you up, and it brings you back, and it pulls your bone, it pulls your muscles and turns them and stretches them, and, man, that thing was amazing, man. I couldn't have even asked for. We was both knocked out by the end of it. It felt like it was everything. So we did that and left from out there. Went back. We stopped by the liquor store because by this time we only had a little bit of Don Julio. Stopped by the liquor store, got another bottle, and went back to the room and kind of like hung out. But we had started drinking like really early, so it was one of those things that. You know, we was like, okay, we just mellowed out because we had this event that night. And by the time we got there, I was already, we was both towed all the way down by the time we got there. So it's like bowling, right? But you get bowling pins on each side. So you can play teams or you can play against each other. And these bowling pins, they're very heavy, but you get a football instead of a bowling ball. And you have to throw the football to knock the pins down, and you go back and forth to whoever wins the game. So I won one, he won one, kind of exhausting. But I don't know, like I think it was like the margarita that I had ordered because their drinks were hella expensive. Their food was hella cheap. The drinks were hella expensive. And I think they gave me like some bottom shelf liquor, and it just did not agree with me. So I was like, oh, my God, I'm ready to go home. Yeah, I was like, I'm ready to go lay down. I'm done. And then my girl and her dude was like, nah, we coming. So we waited on them, and we stayed there for, like, another hour with them. They ordered, like, Don Julio shots. And then I was back up, but we were, like, completely lit. And I was like, okay, my stomach was, like, going crazy at the end of the night. I was like, okay. So I don't want to see no more alcohol. He don't want to see no more alcohol. And then we go to hang out with his dad, and then we drink an alcohol again. And I'm like, all right, like, for real this time, for real. They wanted to go out, you know, they was like, you know, happy birthday. And so they took us to lunch, and we was drinking again. And I was like, all right, seriously, like, I can go 2 months. He just told me that Super Bowl was coming up. I forgot about that. But I'm like, I could go a good 2 months with no alcohol and not even flip out about it. I can really go 2 months. Yeah, we drank enough for everybody and then some. So it was amazing. Everything happened. We were safe. We rode Uber every single time we moved because we were drinking. We parked. We literally drove downtown and parked for the whole weekend and just drove Uber and walked around. So, okay, funny moment. We drinking, and we full. I seen the street scooters there. So in Atlanta, they got these scooters that you just download an app. You can drop them wherever you are, take a picture, and then leave it there. So I see the street scooter, and I'm like, man, let's do it. Now, I'm thinking you get on the scooter, and you just hit the gas, and it ride for you. No, it's like kick push. So you got to, like, kick off and then turn on the gas, and it'll go. Now, we on the sidewalks and stuff like that, but we got to turn around now because the sidewalk blocked off. Now, we turning around, but we going on a different side of the road, and we going into a slow zone. So no matter how much you push the gas, you got to basically walk the scooter or kick the scooter. Now, mind you, I smoke, and my cardio is horrible. Baby, I'm sitting here trying to kick this thing. He's like, mine done kicked up. Mine won't kick up for shit. And I see my phone, it's saying slow zone. I can't breathe. I'm sitting out here like I'm about to damn pass out. He laughing. I was like, man, fuck this shit. We had them parked the ride. He said, that's it? You don't even want to ride back to the room? Man, fuck the room. I walk. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't. He was like, you really got to work on your cardio. Fuck you in this scooter. I couldn't breathe. So we parked them. We went like a quarter, like 1.3 miles or something, down one end, coming back up. And that was like a little fun thing. He was like, no, I'm drinking. And I'm like, I'm drinking too, but let's have fun. So, you know, we did. And it was fun. I think just don't drink before you get on them. Like, I'm going to say that. So, like, because I didn't have no energy at all. But outside of that, man, we had an amazing, amazing weekend. And I'm chilling till Wednesday. I got a bottle of Bel Air Rose in the refrigerator that's getting top-notch cold. And that's what I'm going to open for my birthday. I don't need no hard liquor. I was going to do the champagne and call it a day, honey. If I open up the champagne, the way I'm feeling,
you just got to sober up a little bit. It's on tonight, you know what I'm saying? Remember that song? But at the end, he like, you know what? We doing the same old shit tonight. You know what I'm saying? But so that's all.
Want some fried chicken. Like, I promise you, I want fried chicken right now.
I've been craving some KFC for 2 years.
We had came with sauce. I wanted some fried chicken. I see the church's commercial. I was like, oh, that would be good. I was like, that shit DoorDash.
1980s Kentucky Fried Chicken. I was like the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
We don't do Popeyes. You know, we don't do Popeyes or KFC, but that Church's was looking real good.
Church's used to go hard, too, back in the day. But, yeah, that's dope. I'm happy you had a week, you know what I'm saying, leading up to your B-Day. So my week, and pardon, you know what I'm saying, for the listeners out there, I'm kind of chilling off this peach cushion a little bit, so I'm kind of zoning out, man. So I'm just mastering my high right now. But my week, I'm calling this week synchronicity and a law of attraction. So this week, I mean, it was pretty just mellow and chill, you know, nothing too out of the ordinary, but I'm just peeping how like everything is like synchronizing for me. And then, you know, being that I didn't like really organize my home space, like I'm really, I guess, you know, like you said before, a couple of weeks ago, downloads. I've been getting a lot of downloads, meaning just, you know, just I see things opening up and just different things, you know what I'm saying, just seeing things a little bit more clear. So, yeah, it's just definitely the law of attraction. I definitely see it. So I'm just kind of like peeping game a little bit and just, you know, seeing what's next for 2022. But other than that, that's really it. Now, you know, right now I'm just kicking back, laying back, relaxing, and I'm just ready to just wind down with the show tonight. So, you know, that's my week.
Smooth.
I'm on the phone with an alcoholic and a junkie.
No, I ain't gonna let you get that off. You know what I'm saying? These non-weed smokers want to call.
Both y'all, both of you.
Nah, wait, what's that? This ain't an episode of your movie.
Your ass got the fucking weed. I'm on the peach kush today with the good vibes.
I'm
I had down
Julio
and my stomach hurt. Oh, my God. You old people make me sick.
Miss Fu said you old people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm cool, man.
That's good. I'm happy both of you motherfuckers are okay.
Yeah. How was the week, though, man? What's up in New Orleans, man? What, you know, how was this week in Louisiana, you know?
Oh, nigga, we quarantining out here, nigga. Fuck. Ain't shit to talk about. Schools went back to virtual. Kids popping up positive for everything. Adults popping up positive. I ain't do shit. I got cooties, nigga. I can't do nothing. I can't do what y'all do. Y'all drinking and smoking. Fuck. I'm living vicariously through you two, motherfucker. Shit.
Okay.
That man said, how was your week? What the fuck do you mean? Nigga, what the fuck can I do? Fuck both of y'all now that I think about it. Shit, she drinking, you smoking.
Yeah.
Nah. How you like them apples? Nah, man, I'm straight. Hey. I had started my classes today. For behavioral biology, so I'm doing that bullshit. But other than that, man, fuck, ain't nothing going on with me.
That's interesting. Okay, behavioral biology. All right, you got to keep us posted on that. That sounds, you know, it sounds like something interesting. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have some interesting, I guess, I don't know, lessons or something like that. So keep us posted on that. What makes you take that, if you don't mind me asking, that class?
I'm a narcissist.
Okay, you're trying to get the type of motherfucker not to know something.
So shit, as long as I'm taking it, and to further my career, that's pretty much it. I got a new venture that I'm gonna be attempting to tackle this year. So I'm gonna need that. All
right, no doubt, man. Well, all the best to that. So Black, you know what's up with this topic tonight? Because I was waiting. I'm like, what we talking about?
Man, listen, y'all know I have story time sometimes with these topics that I have, you know. But
yeah,
we had a conversation today. So tonight's topic is, would you wait for marriage before living with your mate, right? So we had a discussion today. It was an open discussion. And one part, they were saying you should wait to live together. Get married first, right? You know, no shacking up. And on the other part, on the other stance is, no, why would I wait to get married? You know, like, it's no point to get married, but why would I wait to get married to be in the same household? You know what I'm saying? And it was funny because little Duval had this topic on his page this week that just passed. He had this topic on his page, and Noduva was saying, you crazy as hell if you think that I'm going to wait to marry you. You and my old lady, but we live in separate households. That can't be no serious relationship, whether we get married or not. You know, in Florida, like, I don't know, we probably because we're from Florida, it's like, you know, you get married, great, but you want to see what you can do, what you know. And me, I wasn't worried about love for years. I was just focused on business, right? Trying to find my place in the world. So, you know, I mean, I love my, you know, children's fathers, but, you know, not to the point where I wanted the first one. But outside of that, I was like, oh, fuck that love shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, deuces. But for me, I feel the same way as Lil Duval. You know what I'm saying? I'm not waiting to marry somebody before we live together, because you don't know how a person is. You don't know how a person is about paying bills. And some people can put forth an image like, you know, they know how to do certain things. And then what if you get a person that can't pay bills and then they don't want to let you to control the bills? You know what I'm saying? It's too much. And so this lady was giving an example of how she was married and her boyfriend used to come spend a night, you know, before they was married. And she never noticed anything, but I think she was saying, like, she would get up to go to work and, you know, leave him in the house or whatever. I don't know if the nigga was peeing in the bed and washing the sheets and stuff. I don't know what happened. But they got married, and then a couple months in, she noticed that he was peeing in the bed. And then he said that it's triggered by, she said he told her that it was triggered by changes in his life. So he was like, you can either deal with it or, you know, not. And she was like, not. So I left that nigga, divorced him. And I'm like, yeah, like, you never know. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, for me, I feel like you really got to live with your person. You got to live with your person before you marry them. Like, that's just a note. That's almost like saying, and I'm granted, my mom was like this. My mom did not believe in sex before marriage. So in order to have sex with her, y'all had to be married. My grandmother was like that as well. Now, you know, I'm well beyond that. Because, listen, sex is very, very important. So yes. I wish I would go and marry you and your sex is whack. It's different between a man and a woman. Men, they'll marry a woman with whack sex because they feel like, oh, I can make her better. You know, you got a man with some garbage penis, the penis small, you know, all these, it's too many things that can go on with this for you to marry a man without having sex. The same way as, like, living with each other. You got to, like, live with each other before. I don't know. That's my take. What, how do y'all feel? Like, would you wait to get married before living with them, or would you want to live with them before you get married?
Mm. So, I mean, if you want, I could take it first, or you want to go smooth. Which one?
Yeah, take it first. You married. So, yeah, let me know your take.
All right, so my take on this, all right, so once again, tonight's topic, I'm trying to chop because I just write it down. But for the people out there, I'm going to basically just break it down like this. So tonight's topic is, would you live together first or get married first? Or get married first and then live together? So, well, just based on my experience, I am very happy that I didn't live together with my wife first before I got married. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, marriage is a big thing, you know, and it changes. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's something about that piece of paper or the word or whatever, but it's, I always say this too, you know, you're either married or you're not, even when you're living together. Because when you're living together but not married, you know, if y'all get into an argument or y'all start beefing, you know, y'all can just easily just move out and leave, you know what I'm saying? But when you marry, you know, it's not as simple. You know, you got to kind of get untangled, so to speak. But I think that whole, you know, wait to have sex, to, you know, wait to get married, to have sex first or whatever, you know, and then what's the other thing? Basically, what you just said, like, basically, you know, not living together first and just getting married. I think that's just an old school mentality. I think just the times that we live in has just changed so much that you got to adapt to the times, because basically if you don't know the person, that's just going to set yourself up for failure. You know, I see this all, but at the same time, you know, the newness, I guess you can just adjust on the fly. So I'm just going by my experience, but maybe it could work, but I just think, you know, you got to kind of test the car before you buy it a little bit.
Wait, you didn't have sex with your wife before y'all got married?
Of course I did. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I didn't mean to confuse you. If I did. Of course I did.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You scared me. Okay, cool.
Yeah, no, of course I did. So, I mean, I just don't even understand that. Now, I don't even think in these times that we live in, we're in 2022, I just don't even see that being possible, unless you're coming from a whole other country where, you know, shit is just totally different. Because I don't just see how in 2022 people are actually waiting to have sex, you know, after they get married. I just don't see that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just seems so unbelievable and old school, unless you, like, you know, some Amish couple or something like that. You know, it just seems so out of the ordinary.
So Amish. How long were you and your wife together before y'all got married?
Well, all right. So me and my wife been on and off since high school, you know, so we've been dealing with each other for a while, you know what I'm saying? So, but 2014 is when we finally got married, you know, but so we basically kind of grew up together, so to speak, too. But yeah, I mean, like I said, you definitely got to just know the person, you know, before you get married, because marriage is a big thing, man. So, like you said, like,
and you never know a person until you get married. I mean, and you never know a person
until
you live with them.
Yes, you live with them, because living with somebody is something totally different. So you got to make sure that they just, because, you know, when you dating and stuff like that, you always just seeing your best self or the other person's best self, you know, because,
right,
you know, you can leave all your quirks and everything at home. You know what I'm saying? Go meet up and do what y'all do, go on y'all date, hang out, and then you just come back, you know, or even if they spend a night a couple days or whatever, that's just, you know, that's just a couple days. But when it's just, you know, weeks. And then it turns into months, and the months turn into years of you staying with that person. You really, y'all really know each other. So, you know, I definitely think that should definitely, you know, you should probably preview it before you get married. But, you know, that's so kind of crazy, too, because, you know what, I guess not. The generations and the times changes. You know, like our generation, like we're the new, you know, we making way for the younger generation to come up now, the Gen Z and stuff like that. So now they're coming up under us. So I guess they're going to see it a totally, you know, different from when we was coming up under our parents, and our parents still had those old school values. You know what I'm saying? That just don't
right.
make sense.
Everything always goes back. Like everything, you know, that goes around and it comes back inside. I think that somebody's going to have to adapt, you know, the same, you know, value, the morals and values that we had. But, I mean, I respect your opinion. Smooth, what do you think? I already know how this shit is going to go. Smooth, what do you think?
Man, I don't believe in shacking up before you get married.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Look at
talk
you.
Talk about it.
Well, I mean,
that brought the grown man to the table. Tell me more.
Well, I mean, I can't tell you more, but no, I don't believe in shacking up before marriage. I never did. Matter of fact, the only reason why, I've had two occasions where I let a motherfucker stay with me. One occasion because I was in the process of moving overseas or working overseas or whatnot, and everybody just needed to come together as far as putting money into the pot, paying off bills and shit like that. Horrible-ass fucking experience. Sweet baby Jesus, I'd never do it again. And then right now, you know what I'm saying? Right now,
whoa.
Right.
Okay.
Right now, I'm allowing one of my baby moms to stay over until she closes the fucking house. So, but do I believe in shacking up before marriage? Fuck no. Now,
right.
Look at it like this. If I stay with you, and this is the way I think. If I stay with you before we get married, what's the purpose of me marrying you? You see what I'm saying? Like, there has to be a reason. There has to be some type of incentive. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, I'm not about to live the married life before I get married. You see what I'm saying? Because it doesn't make no fucking sense for you to get fucking married.
Right.
And it's never been like that for me. Like, for y'all, I mean, fuck it is what it is. For me, like, no. Bitch, if I'm already waking up to head, sleeping in pussy, bitch, I'm not about to waste no motherfucking money on you getting married. Bitch, you crazy?
I mean, y'all making sense. Y'all making sense. This is one of those open discussions that I'm like, I never seen it that way. But in order to get, if you want a different result, you have to do things different. So I'm fucking with what y'all saying on both of y'all. I just, you know, coming from y'all point of view, I never looked at it like that. But I know, I do know the only way you really know somebody is if you live with them. You know what I'm saying? But looking at it from both of y'all standpoints and what y'all said, and in order to get a different result, you have to try things differently. So now I'm open to understanding that. So it's just like, okay, you like marriage should be the motive. Now, Smooth, I didn't expect that from you because you have 12 children with 13 baby mamas. So I never would have thought that you would have said you not shacking up, but then it makes sense because I always felt like you never lived with anybody because you got all these baby mamas coming through and you fuck it all but one. So that's what I thought it wasn't. But I just don't see you getting married either. So I just never put that much emphasis.
Legalized polygamy. I owe motherfuckers.
If they legalize polygamy.
I can't just marry one bitch. I owe bitches. You know what I'm saying? Like, I owe motherfuckers. Like, yeah, bitch, I owe you. Come on, let's all do this together. But,
Yeah. But no, I get it. I mean, but legitimately, you got 12 children in it. So, you know, that's coming to the table with your big boy draws. I kind of felt like what Mo was saying, what Mo was going to say in reference to that situation. But again, like, you know, I pull a lot of strength from Mo and his experience and his knowledge, right? Because he does things a different way and it really works. Does it mean like it works for him? But at the same time, being open to the advice and the knowledge that Mo gives, being that Mo is the one that's married. Mo has been married since 2014, you know what I'm saying? And they in their shit. They're in their zone. So, you know, that speaks volumes. You don't know a motherfucker until you live with them. You know what I'm saying? And then it's just like, I guess for me, marriage was not the motive for so long. Now, yes, marriage is the motive, and I do want that. But that's just more incentive to say, okay, like, what are we waiting on? Let's get married. You know what I'm saying? Let's get married. Let's do.
Marriage wasn't the motive for me when I first moved in with my wife. It was just like, damn, what we doing? We might as well just, you know, go ahead. You know, like, you know, like you were saying, Smooth, a little bit. Like, at the time, I mean, I was younger, so like, let's pull together, like, it's no sense of me paying rent where I'm at, you paying rent where you at, and, you know, we going back and forth. We might as well just, you know, make it official and just kind of just, you know, be together in that way and save money. You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't even thinking marriage at first. I was just like, okay, you know, young and, you know, I got my girl and we just chilling, you know. But then after a while, you know, and like I said, I spoke about this before. Like, I had a conversation with her mother, and she was just saying, because, you know, my wife's father had passed, you know, years ago. So, you know, when I had a heart-to-heart with her mother, and she was just saying, you know, like, her father would really, you know, like to see his daughter married. You know what I'm saying? That my grandmother used to get in my ear, too, at times, too. You know, you just, you know, kind of living together, you know, what y'all doing. And then that kind of made me kind of realize. And then I know my wife wanted to really, you know, marry me. So for that point, that's the ill part too. Just really knowing that somebody really fuck with you like that. They really just want to be with you and you only. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, wow, that shit was like bugged out to me for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, she really just want to spend the rest of her life with me. You know what I'm saying? So then I had to kind of think it over. And then when I did it, the shit did change a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, because like I said, it's something about that word. And once you had a ceremony, you know, it's all, I don't know, man. It's just, until you do it, it's hard to, you know, anybody that's not married probably just don't understand it until you actually are married. You know what I'm saying? And it just changes things. And then you feel a little different. I don't know. It's just hard to explain. Even though, like, we live together, but when we live together as opposed to being married, it's just a different vibe. You know what I'm saying? When you instead of you saying somebody is your girlfriend and then you say that, you know, this is my wife, it just holds a lot more weight. And the same thing, you know, saying it's just your baby mother or your boyfriend, you know what I'm saying? When you saying this is your husband, you know what I'm saying? Not your baby mother, not your baby father, this is your husband. It just holds a certain weight, you know what I'm saying? To anybody you introduce that to. So, you know, I think that's what, it just comes with like a level of respect, you know, when you get married. So that's the difference. But at the same time, you know, I'm just thinking, like, what if I never live with my wife and then we just got married together? I guess we would have probably still worked out, I'm thinking, but you never know. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, when you marry somebody and now you living with them, you know, and then, like, you're not just seeing their best selves. You're seeing, like, because you got to be with this person. You got to be with this person when they at their worst. You know what I'm saying? When they just not in the mood. You know what I'm saying? When they just, because it's times where, like, you know, like, that's why me and my wife take our little breaks from each other, because there's times where you just be like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, I need my space. But that's what you got to work out, you know, when you get married. And then when you have kids, that's a whole nother situation, you know what I'm saying? So, and not that I have kids, but this is me personally. Yeah, I'm not knocking anybody that does this stuff a different way. But, you know, if I do have kids, I always wanted my kids to just come up in that two-parent household. But, you know, even though I don't have kids yet, you know what I'm saying? That's what I always envision. So, you know, that's just kind of how I feel about it, I guess. Long story short.
Hey, man.
What's up?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah. I feel like go here one day to take it off and leave it in. Well,
you know, that'll be the day, because, not, you know, Mo, you know, I value you and I love you, you know, but, I mean, you married and you still have sex with your wife with rubbers. So, you know, yeah. Certain things I just can't, you know, I can't understand, but that's your thing, you know what I'm saying? But what you're saying tonight, you making a lot of sense, and it's adding up, and it's all good. So, I get it. I get it. It's all love. Y'all made a lot of sense, and I can say that, you know, I definitely can consider this situation in the way that you guys are saying it. Like, it, because you're making a lot of sense in reference to that. So,
which one are you leaning towards? Because me and Smooth said two completely different perspectives. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, basically, but his bottom line was, you know, y'all reasons were different, but he said he couldn't live with nobody before they was married. And
yeah,
he's not getting married unless they legalize polygamy. But he's saying the same thing. You can't, you shouldn't live with somebody before you're married. And so maybe that is that's something new. Try something different. But I still wouldn't want my people to go out and waste money, especially like not right now. Whatever their living conditions is, like, leave it there. But, you know, with this market being so fucked up, it don't make no sense to go get your own place. Like, that's kind of dumb. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to waste money. But also, I just want it to be known, okay, well, marriage is the motive. So that's what we need to work towards, marriage,
are you saying
before we work towards anything else.
Okay, marriage is the motive, but you're saying you would want to possibly move in together first before you take
no,
that
No, I'm
next
saying
step.
I would wait. Take it in consideration. Not if it's circumstances that we together and, like, you know, my people just got to move or I just got to move and we end up living together. That's one thing. But if we can help it, you know what I'm saying, I would consider waiting before marriage.
Okay, that makes sense. Too. And, you know, that makes
I would consider
too.
Wait to live together at marriage because –
Go ahead. I was just going to say, I would say that makes sense, too, if you have kids as well. You know what I'm saying? Because you want to make sure before you – because, you know, when you live together, that's a big step, too. You know what I'm saying? That's marriage before
right.
marriage. You know what I'm saying? So I would say if you do have kids, my advice I would give to you, yeah, before you, you know, take it to that next step with, you know, moving in with a significant other, I would definitely say, you know, you would want to have a ring on it. You know what I'm saying? It's just so you know it's real
mm-hmm.
before you know what I'm saying? That's just my
And like Smooth said, why wake up to somebody that you getting it from any and every morning, every night? You know what I'm saying? What the hell
what
is the
is
initiative
most, I
mean, to
what
get
is
married?
The, payoff, I guess, like Smooth
right.
said. But, you know, yeah. But, yeah, that's it. I mean, another – I guess this topic just came on a whim, but, you know, it was interesting. I guess we never really covered this topic. Not that I can think of, I guess.
Right.
So, any closing?
Well,
statements?
I let you boys take over from you.
Well, I'm gonna try.
Oh, then we got all the same fast. Motherfucker, on there, Alki. Oh no, baby.
What's up?
You still got 20 minutes. No, you got 18 minutes.
Yeah.
To be bothered with us.
Yeah, like we you know what I'm saying. You got to kind of hold it down a little bit. Because we're going to do a World Famous pop-up next week, but I want to make sure my topics is strong. So this show is
okay, yeah. So guys, what we're doing is, one, we changed the category. We were under women on Blog Talk. Now we're under entertainment, culture, and something else. So we're under entertainment now, right? We are organizing the channel a little bit. So on the very first Sunday of the month, we will do a spiritual topic covering some type of spiritual aspect that will be, you know, hosted by me. We will continue to do the World Famous chop-up for the last 30 minutes of each segment every Sunday. But the last Sunday of the month, we will do the full episode of World Famous chop-up where we cover just different things that's been going on in every aspect, in sports, in news, in politics, and in finance. So that's what we're doing. And then the two shows in between, or the shows in between, because some months we have 5 weeks. The shows in between will be general topics that we are covering thus far.
Yes. And remember, you know, as tradition goes, we will be taking the Super Bowl Sunday off. You know, that's always like a holiday.
Yes, Super Bowl Sunday, we will not be here. That is Mo's holiday, and it's a tradition. We've done it for the last few years that we do not come on to do Super Bowl Sunday, but we have hella shows that's archived that even if you are watching Super Bowl, you can, you know, get into it after that. They have a hell of a lineup. We just actually seen that they have a hell of a lineup this year. Hell, I want to watch Super Bowl Sunday with
that
lineup. That's amazing. And, guys, if you are on Instagram, go and follow the radio show's Instagram page, and it's the same as the Twitter page, Real Adult Talk, that's TAWK, Real Adult Talk on Instagram. So the Instagram and the Twitter is the same page. We do not have a Facebook. We do not plan on getting a Facebook. it's not in the brim, but we'll be posting stories throughout the week and just kind of giving our insight just right there on the stories that we see. You know, they may be stories that may or may not make the cut for the World Famous Chop Up, because, you know, I see things and then Mo be on something totally different for that. So, yeah, we have stories there, you know, we'll be, you know, popping off. I just had my birthday weekend coming up, so I wasn't fully aligned, but I did get the page fully switched over. Mo Ben's information is there, okay, so you can send a DM, you may get in touch with me or Mo Ben's. We're gonna try to, like, sign our posts. So where I could be like, you know, it might be like Miss Black after I give my opinion, or it'll be like, you know, MB, or, well, Mo Benz, because, no, yeah. Miss Black. So it'll be like Mo or Miss Black, so Fuck. You guys will know who is making that particular post. But, yeah, that's coming up. We'll be more active this week on it because we just transferred that over a couple of days ago.
Facts. Yeah, man, so that's what's up. That's a little bit of a... cleaning, I guess, you know what I'm saying, we got going on. So, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. So be on the lookout for the World Famous Chop Up coming up, the whole episode of the World Famous Chop Up next Sunday, because that's the last Sunday of the month. And then, now, Super Bowl Sunday, I'm not sure if that's the first Sunday of February, but if it is, then we'll just postpone it's the spiritual show to the week after, you know what I'm saying, if that happens. So, but, yeah, I'm mm-hmm. excited about how we got the structure going. So, you know,
when we say spiritual show, we just basically mean, like, spiritual conversations, spiritual topics, you know, things of that nature that we're going to be talking about.
Exactly, yeah. So, you know, so with that being said, so you know, Black, before I get into my topics that I have on the World Famous Chop Up for this week, let me ask you, you know what I'm saying, was there anything in the news that you was tripping on this week?
Man, this week I wasn't studying no damn news. I was so crunk, ready to turn up for this damn weekend. Y'all know this is my first time just being able to go out and live in like 2.5 years. We were safe, definitely practiced social distancing, but it's been a long time since I was able to do what I did, and we did it. Like we didn't, it was no corners cut.
You really been on your quarantine since this whole pandemic situation been going on then.
Right. I don't go out. I don't do anything. So this was like everything. All I do is work. I work a lot. So So I'm super happy.
All right.
Now, I think tomorrow I might sleep for the entire day. Tomorrow.
Yeah,
and it's back to work.
All right. Well, look, without further ado, you know, this is the World Famous Chop Up, so this is my favorite part of the show. So, you know, if you're not hip to the show, or if you're just listening to the show for the first time, or if you've been a long-time listener, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit on just different things that I thought was interesting throughout the week. So, first topic I'm going to get into really quickly is this. Smooth, you here, right? Because I want to ask you this question.
I'll be the pepper.
Yeah, so did you hear about this fight that could be happening? And I think it would be a good fight, you know what I'm saying? But it's an exhibition fight. And it would be between Jake Paul, who's like a YouTube sensation, you know what I'm saying? I call him Glass Joe, you know what I'm saying? And he's out of Cleveland too, him and his brother. But supposedly it's on the table, and I think it should be getting finalized, hopefully soon, that he may fight Mike Tyson. So,
yeah,
you know,
$50 million.
Yeah, all right. So you heard about it. So, yeah, what's your thoughts on this? Because, you know, you're a boxer.
Well, they've been transitioning into that particular fight for a year now. So it's been building. It's not like this shit came out of nowhere, nothing like that. So this ain't no different than when Mike Tyson and Roy Jones was supposed to fight, but, you know, Roy fucked around and lost to Antonio Tarver. So they've already been talking to each other. You know, every once in a while, Mike would say some bullshit about Jake Paul, all this other good shit. So if it happens, it happens. I mean, it's a money grab. It's a money grab fight. It's projected each person is going to make $50 million.
Damn, that's a payday. Yeah, people want to see this one too. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, and then that's the thing too, fight Lennox Lewis, which I don't think would be a good look for Tyson. I would want to see it, but I don't think Tyson matches up with Lennox Lewis. I think that would be another L for Tyson, even in the exhibition. I think Tyson versus Jake
No, that fight's going to happen. Lennox Lewis is already training. Lennox Lewis is already training for Mike Tyson. See, the thing is like every fight Jake Paul has is actually a legitimate fight. You see what I'm saying? Logan Paul normally does the exhibition. The fight between Jake and Tyson is supposed to be an exhibition, a $50 million each exhibition type of shit. But as far as Lennox Lewis is concerned, no, Lennox and Mike has been talking as well. They have multiple fights set up between the two of them. When I say two of them, I mean Mike. Mike Tyson and Jake Paul.
Got you. Okay. Yeah, because it's two of them. All right. So Jake Paul is the one that fought Mayweather, right?
No, Logan Paul is the one that fought Mayweather. That's what I said. Logan Paul normally does the exhibitions. Jake Paul normally does the real fights. Jake Paul is the one that knocked the motherfuckers out. You see what I'm saying? Like, so Jake Paul is the brother that when he hits you, he puts you to sleep.
Wait! Who knocked? So that was, but that was Logan Paul who knocked out. Nate Robinson. That was Logan.
No,
Paul,
that was Jake Paul. Jake Paul is the one that puts you to sleep. Logan Paul does exhibition fights.
Oh, so when you say exhibition fights, though, I mean, who has Logan Paul fought that anybody who
don't count towards the record? Exhibition fights are the ones that don't count towards your record. You see what I'm saying?
No. But what I'm saying, though, Logan Paul, I'm saying, like, what was his biggest one? The Logan Paul, you know, somebody he fought that just people knew, celebrity-wise or not?
Floyd Mayweather.
That's what I said. I said you said, that's true. You said Logan, you did say Logan Paul fought Mayweather. Oh, okay, I get you.
Logan Paul is the one that does the exhibitions. Jake Paul is the one that does real fights. That's why Jake Paul fight will be the $50 million fight, because he has the bigger name.
Okay, and Jake Paul is the bigger boxer, obviously too. Okay, between the two. Okay.
No, Logan Paul is the bigger in size, but Jake has the more strength. Jake is the one that really knocks you clean the fuck out.
Okay.
Like, if he hits,
really put me on. Okay, because I'm on the outside.
Right. If he hits you in the dirt. Like, motherfucker, like, I can't believe this white boy won again. Shit, because he hit you hard, nigga. That nigga put you to sleep.
And he had the most recent fight, Jake Paul, because I know he knocked out somebody, like, probably about
a
month
ago. Knocked out Tyrone Woodley.
And Tyrone Woodley, was he a
UFC champ. He used to do mixed martial arts.
Oh, yeah, I knew he had something. Okay, I know he wasn't a boxer, but I know he had something to do with it. Okay, interesting. All right, well, look, so the reason why I think this will be like a fascinating kind of fight is because, like I said, I joke that I do call Jake Paul or Logan Paul. I get them mixed up, but Jake Paul is, I guess, like you said, you just clarified it, is like the one that's a little bit more polished because he's actually doing boxing matches as opposed to just always exhibitions like his brother Logan. But Jake Paul, you know, for the 80s babies or whatever that grew up playing Mike Tyson's Punch Out on Nintendo. You know, I always called Jake Paul like Glass Joe with a knockout punch. You know what I'm saying? So I just think it would be an even fight, but the simple fact is Jake Paul is, what, probably like about 25, 26? And, you know, Tyson, what, 55, 56? I'm like, you know, in his early 50s or, you know, mid-50s. So, but, you know, he's still in great shape. We saw that from when Tyson fought, Yeah, man, why am I losing my train of thought? But, you know, when he fought his last fight, you know what I'm saying, the dude that lost to Tarver, that you were saying.
Roy Jones,
yeah. So we saw that Mike Tyson was still in good shape, you know what I'm saying? But
no,
what do you think? Yeah, I mean, he was in good shape. What, you don't think he was in good shape?
Now, fuck no, I see Mike Tyson had 30 seconds of glory, and then the rest of the fight was like, man, we need to stop this shit. This is two old motherfuckers.
Okay. But would you say he was in because I didn't see, I saw just the highlights, but would you say he was in better shape than Roy Jones?
I would say Mike Tyson and Roy Jones was in the same shape. The only difference is that Roy Jones scared of actually getting hit.
Okay, yeah, because he do got that glass chin. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
like once that guy pushed the wood, like every once in a while, Mike would slip and forget that it's an exhibition fight. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Old punch was like he was really trying to knock my nigga. Like, wait a minute, hold on, stop. So,
okay, yeah, that make a lot of sense. Yeah, all right. So my other thing is, you know, styles make fights. So that's why I said if Tyson just is not a good matchup with Lennox Lewis. Lennox Lewis is too big, but you know it's not like he Lennox Lewis. You know, because Tyson used to knock big boxers out. You know what I'm saying? Like Razor Ruddock and you know just big. But you know those were like bruisers. Those were like you know when those boxers came, like Razor Ruddock and you know some of the others of that ilk. They wanted to brawl, and that's the last thing you want to do with Tyson. So the reason why I say he's not a good matchup with Lennox Lewis is because Lennox Lewis is also a strategist. You know what I'm saying? He's a thinker. He's gonna really strategize on how to beat you, and that's where Tyson gets frustrated. You know what I'm saying? Against Lennox Lewis, against Evander Holyfield, you know those are the ones where you really gotta. When you take Tyson out of his comfort zone, you know, you get him past like 5-6 rounds, and he really got to box instead of just going for the knockout punch, and that's when he gets frustrated. So I say that.
Hey, you,
what's up?
30 years ago, like your commentary is based off what the motherfucker did 30 years ago. They both old as motherfuckers. The only difference is Lennox Lewis, Lennox Lewis has more rust on him than Tyson at this particular time. You see what I'm saying? But you're only as good as your last fight. The last time Lennox Lewis got in the ring, he got his ass whooped by fucking Vitali Klitschko, but he just so happened to hit him hard enough to cut him, and they gave him the fight. You see what I'm saying? But that was 20-plus years ago. So you got two old-ass motherfuckers. And honestly, I don't want to see these old niggas fighting no more after Evander Holyfield got knocked clean the fuck out by Vitor Belfort. You see what I'm saying? So
what is that?
Holyfield was
You know, he was just going too long anyway. He didn't even take at least with Lennox and Mike, they took some time off whereas Evander was just fighting until he was just old. You know what I'm saying?
Evander got knocked out a few months ago.
Evander, right? Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say though.
Yeah,
nobody cares.
Huh? Well I cared because the fight was a real fucking fight. It wasn't an exhibition fight.
No,
so nigga
what
like,
I'm
man,
what I'm trying to say is Evander's still been fighting just like, you know, his fights don't get the shine no more. But what I'm saying is he never really retired. Like, you know Tyson, you know Lennox Lewis, they retired. They ain't been around for 10, 20 years. Whereas Evander Holyfield, he has still been like, you know, sporadically, right? Periodically.
No. Evander retired a few years ago. You see what I'm saying?
A few years ago. Yeah.
Right. When I say a few years ago, like before you got married, a few years ago.
Before 2014. Okay. All right. Well, that was a little
right,
while
right.
ago. Okay.
Right.
Like a decade. Okay.
Right. I'm going to get a nigga like 10 years. So,
okay.
But as far as Mike Tyson's concerned, everybody will always pay to see Mike fight. Period.
True. Point blank.
Yeah. Lennox been out the ring for 20 plus years. So we can't go off of what the fuck the nigga did 20 years ago because, shit, nigga, we old motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
we like
riding the bike, though. You know what I'm saying? He's still going to hate all Mike Tyson.
No, fighting ain't like riding the bike.
Fighting ain't like riding the bike. There's a difference between being in shape and fight shape. Hell no.
Yeah. I mean, if you're in shape, I'm saying, like, now, if you come in all flabby and washed, I mean, both of them washed. To a certain extent, but you know, if you come in flabby and like, yeah, all right, that's one thing. But if you, like you said, he trained, so you know, if he can get back into the best shape he can at the age he is, you know what I'm saying? Then you know,
but there's a difference between being in shape and being in fighting shape. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's a two totally different things. There's a reason why a motherfucker could come in a ring with a six pack. You know what I'm saying? Be looking like fucking granite, but be shitty as a motherfucker inside the ring because they're not in fighting shape. It takes more than 6 months to get in fighting shape.
True.
when you ain't been doing it. Like, shit, fuck that.
Okay.
Man, hell no.
Okay. So it sounds like you would take Tyson over Lennox Lewis if they was to fight. I'm a Tyson fan. I'm a big Tyson.
Yeah,
you ain't gonna find a bigger Tyson, Mike Tyson fan than me. But I think it's just a bad matchup for Tyson. I think Lennox Lewis would take that. But that segues into what I wanted to say. Why I think this is an awesome, fascinating fight between him and Jake Paul, because the knock on Jake Paul and Logan Paul is they knocking people out, but who are they knocking out? You know what I'm saying? Which is understandable. You know what I'm saying? They in their zone. They created this YouTube and they making money. And they especially Jake Paul, like you were just saying, he's knocking people clean the fuck out. And, you know, at this point, he's a straight knockout artist. It's not like he didn't really got tested, you know what I'm saying, where he really had to show strategy and stamina and, you know, boxing ability. Right now, he's just knocking people out. So that's a perfect matchup for Tyson. You know what I'm saying? I think that just falls right into Tyson's, like, you know, sweet spot. So now with this one, I think Tyson would take Jake Paul. You know what I'm saying? I think he would knock him clean the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? I just think Jake Paul is going to, like, leave himself open and Tyson going to get him one good uppercut and it's over. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
And the fucked up thing is, after watching the Evander Holyfield fight, you see what I'm saying? If Tyson and Jake Paul was actually getting a real fight, Jake Paul will win.
You think so? Wow. I know.
Right. Jake Paul will win because of the age, because Tyson don't have it no more. And it was clear as day when Tyson and fucking Roy Jones did the exhibition shit, Tyson don't have it no more. Like, yeah, he could do the exhibitions with legends. You see what I'm saying? Because you got two old motherfuckers and you just trying to relive your heyday and shit. But when you actually watch the fight, man, Tyson was sloppy as shit.
Yeah,
Tyson was sloppy. Yeah, he threw punches and shit, but, like, them bitches wasn't doing nothing.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
I still Tyson.
And then when Roy Jones would throw a punch back, motherfucker, Tyson wasn't doing shit. So, like, yeah, Tyson can throw a combo when nobody's throwing punches at him. But as soon as a fucking punch come at him, nigga, Tyson still shell shocked from getting knocked out all them times too.
Tyson,
so yeah, I really don't want to see it. That's why it has to be exhibition. As long as the exhibition and shit, you know what I'm saying, it is what it is. But if it was a real fucking fight that counted,
but hold on.
The difference is that when it comes down to exhibition, right, there is no winner, there is no loser. So you're really not trying to win. You see what I'm saying? You're not fighting.
But if you get knocked out, you clearly lost. Exhibition.
Right. But the mindset is different because fighting is 80-75% mental. So we're not really fighting to put this motherfucker to sleep. You see what I'm saying? That's the difference.
I think that's the difference, though. This is where I'm getting at. This is my point. You know what I'm saying? Because, look, I don't watch as much boxing as you. But the boxing I do watch, I study that shit. So what I'm just trying to say from my point of view, I just think, and I just seen the highlights of Jake Paul, and I'm not even talking about Logan Paul now. I'm strictly focused on Jake Paul because the Logan Paul is so strictly Jake Paul. What I'm trying to say is when I see him fight, I see a straight brawl. I'm not saying he can't box, and like I would be pleasantly surprised if now he shows me something if this fight happens with Tyson. That he can box, because I think that's the only way he can beat Tyson. I think he would need to have Tyson just get tired out and now try to knock Tyson out in the later rounds. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the only way. But if he comes out brawling, because he's on this, he's popular right now because he's doing, like, what Tyson used to do. You know, granted, they're as people would say, what, tomato cans, you know what I'm saying? Where you just, it's just somebody there to just get knocked ill. You know, people like to see that, you know what I'm saying? So.
Jake Paul throws jabs, man.
What happened?
I said Jake Paul throws jabs. Jake Paul throws straight punches.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So he
got it.
He actually attempts to box. Like, he just so happens to knock motherfuckers out. So he does set up traps and shit like that. That's why people be like, man, I can't believe this motherfucker. It's so disgusting when you watch him fight because you see what he's attempting to do. You see what I'm saying? All I'm saying is, as long as they keep it an exhibition, then it is what it is. But if they doing like a fucking a legitimate 8 to 10 round fight and shit, like no, Tyson too old.
How many rounds are these exhibitions usually? 5 rounds.
Between 5 to 8 rounds, but like the time difference would be different. Like instead of a 3 minute round, it'd be a 2 minute round.
Oh, that's right down Tyson. Tyson could do that. Tyson could go. Oh, don't make it 5 rounds. If you make it 5 rounds at 2 minutes a round, Tyson's gonna knock freaking Jake Paul the fuck out. I'm claiming it.
Tyson could barely breathe after the third round with Roy Jones. That's the problem.
He's
like, look, let's.
You know what it is though?
Yeah.
He was.
Wait, he ain't never gonna stop smoking weed. He ain't never gonna stop smoking weed. So,
he didn't smoke when he was younger like that. I'm sure. You know what I'm saying?
Tyson was on them drugs heavy as a motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't know.
Only
if
he was younger and he can do it. Like, as long as we keep this shit on an exhibition format, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As long as we're not trying to relive our glory days, and it's a cool-ass thing to do. But if he's literally trying to fight legitimately, like, man, no, let that shit go, bro.
Nah,
you're
going to
embarrass yourself.
Well, the thing is, though, I just see Tyson getting mad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just see, because Jake Paul is a brawler. Like, he you know what I'm saying? He tries to knock you the fuck out. So if you're going to try to knock Tyson out, oh, he's going to be like, oh, you coming for me. This ain't no, like, you know, boxing is still a fight. You know what I'm saying? I love it because it's a sport at the same time. That's why I lean towards boxing more than UFC. But it's still a fight. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you can strategize all you want. What does Tyson say? You know, everybody got a backup plan until they get punched in the mouth or whatever. So,
what's plan to the game?
What do you say? Everybody got a plan or some shit, like, until they get punched in the
everybody
mouth?
Everybody got a plan until you get hit. Yeah, like.
You get hit. So, once Tyson gets hit one time and he gets mad, oh, he's gonna try to tear him apart because he's got to. That's the mindset. That's why I'm always fascinated with Tyson because I see his mindset. Like, that's why, you know, to me, no homo, but it's beautiful to watch. You know what I'm saying? Because he's a fighter at heart. I see it. And even when he, you know, because he's got a podcast too, you know, and I listened to a few of his shows. He's got a different host now. I like the first host he had.
The first host was better.
Yeah. Oh, you listened to him. Okay. Yeah. I'm feeling this. I haven't even heard Mike Tyson. Yeah, I attempted to listen to it with the new host, but the co-host, and I didn't like it. I don't know why.
I didn't watch it with the new host. Oh, I didn't even know he had a new host. I know he was doing like a shitload of guest hosts and shit.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but anyway, he's a fascinating character. You know what I'm saying? So, and he talks about his mentality and stuff like that when he's been in different fights. And the shit is. So I can just see, like, it's just, it's that killer instinct will kick in against a Jake Paul. You know what I'm saying? Where, like, I'm about to freaking try my best to just murder this dude. You know what I'm saying? In this ring. In the rules, but I'm going to try to just take his head off. Whereas I just think if it's Lennox Lewis, he got some different, you know, demons just haunting him from that last fight from before because, like I said, it was just a bad matchup because, like I said, once again, styles make fights. But I'm fascinated. I hope it goes down, you know what I'm saying, because I think that would be good. So moving on, let me see here. What else we got? So we got the playoffs, man. I had the playoff game in the background. Big shout out to the Kansas City Chiefs, man. They just beat the Buffalo Bills. So they're going to be going on to the AFC Championship, and they're going to be facing the Cincinnati Bengals. But the you know, just to run down the four games that we had, I'm going to take it from yesterday's games to today's game. So the first game yesterday we had was the Cincinnati Bengals versus the Tennessee Titans. That was an awesome matchup, you know what I'm saying? So I'm about to really nerd out on my football real quick for all my sports heads out there. So the Tennessee Titans, right, they're a physical team, you know, and they had the number one seed in the AFC because they finished with the best record. So they had a bye. And then they got this guy named their running back. Can't even think of his name right now. Henry is his last name. But anyway, he got hurt, but he came back for the game. And if you
follow Tennessee, like they their coach is Mike Vrabel. You know, he used to be like a player for the New England Patriots, so he's off that Belichick kind of coaching tree. But he's a very physical, you know, guy. You know what I'm saying? And the team takes on his personality. And the reason why I thought this was a good matchup is because the Tennessee Titans, for all my old school heads, they used to actually be in the AFC North. But when they were in the AFC North, which is my Browns division, which is, you know, the AFC North is the Cleveland Browns, Cincinnati Bengals, Baltimore Ravens, and Pittsburgh Steelers, right? But back in the day, instead of the Baltimore Ravens was of course, the Cleveland Browns, and the Tennessee Titans used to be the Houston Oilers, you know, back in the day when they had Warren Moon and a run-and-shoot offense. So, and they was out of Houston, but they were still in the AFC North. I know it's weird because Houston's in the South and they're playing in the AFC North. I don't know why they had like that. I guess that's why they changed it. So anyway, long story short, that team is used to playing like that physical football. So I was like, oh, wow, that's going to be a good matchup with the Cincinnati Bengals. And I talked about this last week. Cincinnati, now they done got like a new wave of talent, you know what I'm saying, led by Joe Burrow, who's there. Yo, he's a baller, man. And then they got Ja'Marr Chase. So long story short, man, they went into Tennessee. You know, they're the Tennessee Titans. They don't play in Memphis. They play in Nashville. But Cincinnati went in there, you know, and beat them on the last-second field goal. You know, they got, like, a turnover right at the end. They got, like, an interception. And then Joe Burrow, you know, got them in field goal range. And now the Cincinnati Bengals are going back to the AFC Championship for the first time since like 1988, you know, way back in the day where they, you know, they had Boomer Esiason and, like I said, Icky Woods, and they went and you know, played the 49ers and lost to Joe Montana and Jerry Rice. Roger Craig, you know, Ronnie Lott, that great old school San Francisco 49ers team. But like I said, it's good to see Cincinnati putting on for Ohio, you know what I'm saying, especially since my Browns kind of didn't make it, you know, and usually, like I said, I'm always on some fuck Cincinnati because it's like Cleveland versus Cincinnati. It's just like a, I don't know, a battle of Ohio type of situation, you know, which city's better or whatever. I mean, it's no match. It's definitely Cleveland. But I say that to say this, you know what I'm saying? I'm still happy for Cincinnati, man, because they is representing from Ohio. And they actually got a good team. It's not like, because I'm still a fan of the game regardless. And this kid Joe Burrow, man, he's showing me something, man. So I'm excited to see what he's gonna do. And this is only his second year. You know, last year he got hurt, but this year he's balling, man. So that's gonna be interesting, man. So you know, they're in the AFC title game, championship game, and now they're gonna face Kansas City because Kansas City just beat Buffalo Bills. And Buffalo, you know, they had a you know good season. Josh Allen. That dude's a baller, man. Like I said, he's like the new wave Cam Newton. You know what I'm saying? He's like what Cam Newton used to be. I said that last week, too. But wasn't enough. You know, they played pretty good, but this went into overtime. Like I said, I had it on the background. But Kansas City, you know, shout out to Patrick Mahomes. Shout out to my guy Travis Kelce putting on for Cleveland Heights. You know what I'm saying? And Tyreek Hill, man. So that's going to be a good matchup, man. Kansas City versus Cincinnati. I'm low-key rooting for Cincinnati, man. Like, I'm kind of low-key rooting for Cincinnati. I can't believe it. You know what I'm saying? I would never thought I would say that. But, you know, I kind of want to see what Cincinnati's going to do, man. So, hopefully it'll be a good game. Cincinnati does have to go to Kansas City. So, you know, I don't know. After the World Fair, you know, last 5 minutes of the show, I'm going to give you, I guess, my picks. But I'm just setting it up. So that's the AFC. So that's what we're looking at, you know, as far as that game. But the NFC is shaping up like this. So yesterday we had a pretty big upset, man, and it's getting interesting in San Francisco. I just talked about the old school San Francisco 49ers. I mean, you know, that was my squad back in the day. I've always been a Browns fan. But when I used to play, like, Super Tecmo Bowl and, you know, Madden back in the day, I used to rock out with the 49ers, you know, especially on Super Tecmo Bowl, you know, old school Nintendo. I'm really going back, and that's really where I got a lot of my love for football. But anyway, long story short, you know, they went to Green Bay. You know, they beat Dallas last week, so that was a big upset because, you know, the Cowboys had a good team and this year, and, you know, you got a lot of just Cowboys fans nationwide. And, you know, Jerry Jones getting a little older. Dak Prescott, you know what I'm saying? He, you know, got his new contract, and, you know, he's got to live up to the hype. and they was on Hard Knocks, and the defense was doing very well. But, you know, they fell short to San Francisco, man. So, anyway, long story short, San Francisco, they got this guy named Jimmy G, man, Jimmy Garoppolo. So Garoppolo came over from New England like a few years back. You know, Tom Brady got him shipped out because Bill Belichick, he was supposed to be the successor, you know, and Bill Belichick was ready to go forward with Jimmy G. But, you know, Tom Brady still has something to say about that, you know, still has some Super Bowls to win. So he got the owner to ship Jimmy G to San Francisco. But then, you know, he went to San Francisco in the last few years. He's been getting a little hurt. So they had drafted a new kid place. So he was supposed to be just like a kind of like a, you know, this is his last season. But now you got to rethink this whole situation with him because he's beaten Dallas, and now he goes to Green Bay, and Green Bay was heavily favored because Aaron Rodgers, you know, is having the MVP season. You know, he'll probably win the MVP this week. I think they named the MVP this week, even though Joe Burrow should be getting some shine with that too. But I digress. But anyway, long story short, Jimmy G, Debo Samuel, you know what I'm saying, went in there. You know, Debo Samuel is like their like hybrid wide receiver slash running back. And they got a physical team, and, you know, it was cold. I was watching that game yesterday. You know, I love those the playoff games, man, because, you know, it's in the wintertime, especially when it's outside and not a dome. So, you know, Green Bay, Wisconsin gets very cold. So it was like probably like 5-degree weather, you know what I'm saying? But San Francisco, coming from San Francisco, you would think, like, okay. Even my wife, when she came in, she was like, wow, it's snowing. And, you know, when they – because it came down to, like, the last field goal or whatever, and San Francisco won. She was like, wow, the team from San Francisco is beating a team in Green Bay? Yeah. So, anyway, long story short, man, they just had a physical squad. It was just a good hard-nosed, smash-mouth football. But now – the talk is going to be Aaron Rodgers, man, because, yo, man, like, he gets a lot of hype. And, you know, you didn't deliver this week. So, long story short, so we got the San Francisco, you know, 49ers going to the NFC Championship game. And then earlier today, right, we had in the first game, this was like the 3 o'clock game Eastern time, but basically had the Rams, shout out to the L.A. Rams, man, against Tom Brady's new squad, which is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which is the team that won the Super Bowl last year. But they just didn't have enough, man. Like, all he had was really Gronkowski. He had Leonard Fournette, which is their, you know, their running back. And, of course, their defense is pretty good. You know, they got Adomicus Sue. They got Jason Pierre-Paul, who, you know, back in the day he won, like, a Super Bowl with the Giants. And then he had an accident and, like, blew two of his fingers off on 4th of July a few years back. But anyway, you know, he's still a pretty good player. But long story short, it just wasn't enough, man. So Tom Brady, even though, because the Rams was beating them down, like they got off to like, I think a 27-3 lead by halftime. And then Tom Brady, man, brought them all the way back and almost won the game. But it was just too much. So big shout out to the Rams, man. Yeah, it's all coming together. You know, they got the young coach, which is Sean McVay. And then, you know, they got a squad of talent, man. Von Miller came over from Denver. You know, of course, Aaron Donald is probably the best defensive player in the league. Cooper Kupp, he's a white boy receiver, man. He had the best receiving yards this year, man, I think, in like three categories, man, killing it. And, you know, usually white guys, as receivers, they're usually slot receivers, which means, you know, they're like, you know, if you watch football, the slot receivers usually go over the middle and they, you know, they don't run the outside routes. You know, the outside routes usually got to be fast. So that's usually not like a white guy type of thing, man, but he's good, man. He's like a unicorn. So, he balled out. And then, of course, Odell Beckham's been there for the last, 6 weeks or something like that, and he's been playing really good, and he's been taking some a load off for Cooper Kupp, because now if you double-team in Cooper Kupp, now Odell Beckham gets the one-on-one coverage, and Matthew Stafford's been delivering, you know, the ball. So, you know, they're looking really good, and then, you know, shout-out to Jalen Ramsey, too, on the defense, defensive back. So, yeah, man, so they basically, you know, took out the Canadiens. So now – you are going to have the L.A. Rams against the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC Championship game. And this is right on par because the Super Bowl is going to be in L.A. in SoFi Stadium. Yeah, man, Inglewood, California. So that's going down. So now, you know what? Without further ado, I'm just going to give you my picks, man. So, you know, if you're a betting guy or whatever, this is what I think. So I got the Rams beating San Francisco because, you know, San Francisco, they've had a nice run, you know what I'm saying, physical team. And I think they're going to try to, you know, make the game real physical and slow down the game and you know, get that running game. But I think Deebo Samuel was got a little hurt in that last game. So I foresee the Rams just coming in and just trying to just do the knockout punch, man. They almost blew out Tampa Bay earlier today, but then, you know, they let Tampa Bay get back into it. I think Sean McVay, who's the coach, I think he just gets them on point like, yo, we almost lost this game, so we got to come in and put our foot on their neck. And then, you know, it's all gravy because then we'll go to the Super Bowl, and the Super Bowl's right here in L.A. We ain't even got to travel. And I think that's going to be motivation for them to beat the 49ers, man. So, yeah, that's my pick. So I got the L.A. Rams going to the Super Bowl and playing the Super Bowl in L.A. And then on the other side, man, so now this one's a tough one, man, because Kansas City's Kansas City, man. And that wave that Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce has, that's a wave, man. But I don't know, man. It's something about this Cincinnati team, man. This Joe Burrow and this Ja'Marr Chase kid, that LSU connection they got, man. I don't know, man. It's something going on in Cincinnati, man. So I'm gonna go on a limb and say in an upset, the Cincinnati Bengals beat Kansas City in an upset, and we got the Cincinnati Bengals versus the LA Rams in LA. And then, you know, I'm not gonna go into my pick from there. I'm gonna wait till it gets closer to the game and give you my Super Bowl pick. But once again, remember what you heard it first. The LA Rams will be playing the Cincinnati Bengals in the Super Bowl. And speaking of that, I think Black alluded to this earlier. They got an awesome lineup. Being that it's in LA, I love how they do this too. You know what I'm saying? Now the you know, because the Super Bowl goes to different cities each year, and it's usually like a warm city or a city with a dome or something like that. You know, this year it's being in L.A., and then, you know, they really want to showcase the stadium, man. SoFi Stadium, next time I'm in California and Los Angeles, I definitely got to check it out, man. I hear it's like the best of the best as far as stadiums. We thought, and I haven't been to Dallas to see the Dallas Cowboys Stadium, Jerry World. But, you know, from what I'm hearing, this is beating all of that. And then Vegas, they got a new stadium too, man. So a lot of new stadiums. The NFL's getting a lot of money, man. You know, new stadiums is popping up everywhere in all the big cities. But anyway, the SoFi Stadium is supposed to be the truth. So, you know, with that being the case, crazy Super Bowl lineup. So you got Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, you know what I'm saying? You got Kendrick Lamar, I think Eminem. You know what I'm saying? And then Mary J. So that shit's going to be popping, man. So L.A. is about to be turned the fuck up for the Super Bowl, man. So I'm looking forward to that, especially if the Rams is in the Super Bowl. So that's why I can't see them losing to San Francisco and missing out on an opportunity to possibly win the Super Bowl in L.A. You know, Tom Brady was the first one that did it. He did it last year, you know, being a – the Super Bowl last year was in Tampa Bay, and then he won it with Tampa Bay. But that would just get turned up all the way up if L.A. do it, you know, because L.A. is L.A., you know what I'm saying? So that's just going to be dope, man. It's good seeing football back in L.A. too. I can't believe we went like 10 years without a team in L.A. Like, that was crazy because, you know, back in the day, they had the Raiders and they had the Rams. But then the Rams went to St. Louis. You remember when Nelly and they had the Greatest Show on Turf, and then, you know, the Raiders went back to Oakland. So for 10 years, they didn't have a team, you know what I'm saying? And then, like I said, in the last, like, 10 years, you know what I'm saying, 5 to 10 years, you know, the Rams came back from St. Louis, and then they got the Chargers now from San Diego. So it's good seeing Super Bowl, I mean, just, you know, football back in L.A., man. I can go back and remember Bo Jackson in them old-school Raiders days, you know what I'm saying, Art Shell. And them old school Raiders from like the 80s and early 90s. So, yeah, man. So I'm looking forward, man. I'm a big time football fan, man. So, you know, it's good to see. And these games have been great, man. Every game from this last weekend, it came down to the wire, man. So it was like three games They got decided by the field goal kick right at the end, and then this last game went into overtime, man. The Buffalo-Kansas City game had just ended. So, big shout-out to that, man. Football is going to be popping. So, now, speaking of transitioning a little bit, speaking of Mary J., but anybody out there that's listening, man, Power. Oh, my goodness, man. So the last episode of Power, I think it's two episodes left, you know, for the season. This season's been off the hook, man. This last episode, I don't want to give it away, but this might have been, like, this definitely top five best Power episodes ever.
No.
Do you watch Power?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I watched all of Power.
What happened?
All of
you watched
I
all
watched all of them. Yeah,
get out
you know
of
what I'm talking about.
You never said you watched
well,
Power before. I've talked about Power many times. You never said anything. I think you just started watching it. But anyway.
No, I did. No, I did. Remember I told you my mom made me watch Power.
Okay.
The original Power. And
original.
Shit like that.
Yeah.
And so I used to watch that with her and talk about it with her and shit. Like, I remember the conversation I told you, my mom made me watch Power and Black Ink Crew in fucking Love and Hip Hop New York in Atlanta and shit like that. You see what I'm saying?
So
I could never say that this episode 8, because I watched it last night because, you know, I got stars.
Okay.
I could never say that was top five material. No, not
so?
Even close.
Not even close to top five. We got 4 minutes. I wish I would have knew you was up on this. So I would have started off the world famous chopper with this and gave us at least 10 minutes to talk about this. Man, all right. So anyway, look, man, hold on. I'm going to tell you two scenes. And this is why I say what I didn't say it was the best. I said top five.
No, but you said top five. But like when I say top five, motherfucker, we got to go back top five for all the Power, not just go.
I know, but I'm just saying, yeah, that's what I'm trying to say, but I think it was top five for all the Powers. I'm not saying, all of them. Top five episodes. I'm going to tell you why.
So,
tell me, we got 3 minutes. So the first one, big shout out to Method Man. Like, oh, at the lawyer scene when they was going back and forth, oh, man, come on, man. That was like I remember one time I had jury duty, man, a couple years ago. Now, this was probably about 10 years ago, it might have been. But anyway,
yeah.
I was in jury duty, and I actually kind of, you know, but I was about to go to Miami or some shit, so I got out of it, right? But anyway, it was a young black lawyer. She seemed like she was about to pop off and really just serve up this case. So I kind of wanted to see what happened because, you know, I was, you know, kind of seeing them, you know, get everything together, juries, and they was going back and forth. So this episode took me back to that, the way Meth was going back and forth with the other, you know, prosecutor or whatever. So that was one scene. You know, big shout out to Method Man. He's doing his thing. And then, the table scene. When they're at the table and all the tea is getting spilled all over the table. That was crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What's up? But it happens. It happened too fast and all at once to where it took the value of it just diminished. You see what I'm saying? Like, all right, okay, cool.
Really?
Guess what? That's your mama. What the fuck? What do you mean? What?
Oh, because they all been holding in. They all been, like, holding in and fronting. Oh, man. That shit was sparks and flying. And then, dude, man, you know, not to give it away for the people out there. What's my man, Zeke? Dude thought he was 19, 20? And dude, like, 23?
Right, you're 23, nigga. What? 23? What? You know what I mean?
Yo, how they pull that off? Oh, my God. So he was like, yo, this now I'm not going to be ele-. I guess, you know,
right.
Hey, say nothing. Don't say shit. Say that shit to yourself.
I didn't think they were going to kill Kerry like that. Only because they already had so many fucking deaths at the fucking college anyway. But, you know, fuck it. Make them commit suicide. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, man. So
But, find a big hanger. So,
That shit was dope.
That was a regular-ass episode. It just seemed like they trying to rush shit to get to episode 9 and 10.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
The fireworks, man, was there. I don't know, man, because, you know, last week's episode was kind of like the build-up. You know, last week's episode, I was like, all right, you know. But this episode, man, it lived up to the hype. But
honestly, I didn't care for how he killed Chef. I could have sworn Chef was going to be laying the gangster shit down for a hot-ass minute.
He played him, though. He played him. But he was kind of looking at Chef, you know, suspect anyway. I think he just kind of – he just didn't like the way he was moving, even though
– like, Chef was doing his shit, man. You see what I'm saying? But then all of a sudden, he started treating Chef bad in that episode. He ain't never talked to Chef like that before.
I think he kind of – maybe one other episode he said something to Chef, man. But, yeah,
no.
Kane like, was definitely happy. What's up?
Right. But I ain't care for that.
We're gonna put a pause.
It was an entertaining episode, but not no top five episode.
Top five. All right. I don't know, man. I was pleasantly surprised, man. Especially, you know, just the whole Zeke situation, man. Because I was waiting for when she gonna tell him. You know, how is he going to eventually find out that Monet was his mother, man? So for the daughter to just spill the beans like that, that was on point for me. But anyway, I digress. So if I would have knew this, man, I would have started off with this from jump. But anyway, now that I know that you watch it, man, we're definitely going to, you know, talk about the next two episodes. So for everybody.
Yeah, I thought you were about to bring Euphoria or some shit, but like, no, you brought up Power.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You want to see Euphoria too?
No.
No,
you brought up Euphoria last week. That's why I'm thinking you about to bring that up. I ain't thinking about it.
Euphoria is dope, man. You probably should check that out too. But anyway, so this has been the world famous Chop Up. So once again, big shout out to everybody out there listening. Big shout out to Switzerland again, man, holding down that number two spot, man. I just wanted to shout y'all out. Another shout at y'all out this late in the show, man. But number two slot, man, that's worth a shout out. So once again, big shout out to Black. You know, Black kind of freestyled this topic. You know, so I had to come. Usually I have my notes ready, man, so I had to come off the top of the dome with this topic. But big shout-out to Black for that. To me, for the world-famous chop-up, as always, you know, shout-out to Smooth on the check-in. Same time next week. Everybody be safe. Peace, peace, peace.